Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight.
Yeah.
So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Yeah, welcome to Wet Wet Wednesday, Monsters Radio Live.
Analyzing.
Yeah, we're going to start it off like this.
Stand
we got sexy
you.
Conversation, sexy R&B.
Check for
whether it's indie or major. So our number is
no
563-999-3411. Sexy conversation starts in just a little bit. Sorry, Lane.
Feels like forever I've been waiting. Waiting just to get you back, yeah, yeah. You've been moving stingy with your tongue. Knowing that I put it all on the line. Put on them fucking secrets, girl, and work it for me. Think I know you got that clean, but you get dirty for me.
With no pulse, start CPR.
Never felt like I feel, when I broke you right, I will. Fucking right, I will. I'll make it so no one could ever fuck you like I will. I know you're tight for real. I know you like to feel all of the things I said I won't do, but tonight I will. All the Tennessee and my Weezy get me right for real. No one said it was easy to feel how you like to feel. Well, I'm your type for real. You know the hype is real. You know my situation. You got these bitches hating. Jumping through these obstacles to find my way in. And it ain't no usher, but I'm a superstar. Now come get this and I'll show you who you are. When we take our time, I can't wait. No, baby, let me make your mind.
Wet, wet Wednesday, Monsters Radio Live.
Yeah. See, yeah, here nice and slow like this.
Y'all know what this is.
Let me take my time. Take my time. I won't wait.
So that's from Tory Lanez. That's called The Trade. That's him, Jermaine Dupri, and Jagged Edge. That's off his The Chick mixtape. You dig? Tory Lanez right here on Wet Wet Wednesday. Well, we're going to have it sexy, not all slow, but, hey, we're definitely going to get it in. So I got Jazzy B coming up here in just a little bit. I think she just tapped into the line. So I'm going to keep it moving with some music. We got some sexy conversation coming up. I know one of them is, what is it, social media. Does it have to solidify your relationship? We're going to see what Jazzy was on that one. Also, I got another one. Is a sex toy a good Christmas toy? Hey, these are just questions. You dig? So I got some more for them. Remember, you can call in, comment on the links and things like that, and we'll read the comments. The phone number is 563-999-3411. Y'all got to bear with me. I got to get used to saying that new number. Or you can hit us up on The Monstars right there on Facebook page, T-H-E-M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z. So, all right, last night I poked this one out for y'all. No pun intended. Check it out. This is the new Ro James. It's called Last Time. When was the last time you listened to some Wet Wet Wednesday with E-Monster? Ooh-wee. Let's go, baby. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wet Wet Wednesday. Monstrous Radio. Global podcast with a roar. New road change. Yeah. We keep them buns bumping, baby. Let me go over here and check on the line, see if I got one of my co-hosts with me. 678-753. Who we got on the line? Hello. Wet Wednesday.
Yo, what's up? This is the girl, Jessie B.
What's good, Jazz? How you feeling, mommy?
What's happening, monster?
Did you know, just trying to stay warm on this wet Wednesday. You call it frozen slickback Wednesday. It's so damn cold up here. Ain't nothing wet. It's everything frozen. You know, it's like having ice on your body, but it's just a whole different. Ooh, that kind of sounds kind of. Hold on, that sounds kind of kinky and freaky. Go down to the parkway, get it in the car, grab a snowball, get it. I don't know. I don't know. That might be good.
I'm
that could be
tell
bad.
You, I walked outside this morning. I was like, nah, this ain't wet Wednesday. This frozen coochie Wednesday, goddamn.
Oh, shit. Come get a pussy shake. Oh, my goodness. So, okay, run down to the people a little bit of what we on tonight. I know you said something about solidifying social media, something like that. So what's the topic we on up first?
Yes. As y'all know, I'm Jazzy B, and this is my Wet Wednesday. And my topic was for today was, do you need social media to solidify to validate your relationship and why?
Mhm. Okay. I guess we'll give our comments, you know what I mean? And then I know you've got some comments to read. I think I seen your post, and I think there's a couple people chimed in on it. So I'm kind of anxious to see what they said. But now, to me, I don't know. I'll be honest. I really don't know. I don't know if I would need social media to validate my relationship, not as in like, you know, saying, oh, this really means that we kicked it because you put it out on social media. But I mean, is you claiming me, motherfucker? I mean, you get what I'm saying?
I mean,
like,
my thoughts about social media are totally different altogether.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your thoughts on it?
I use social media because, as you know, we have a business to run, and social media mm-hmm. helps us reach more people than we can on foot.
Right.
And also the other reason I use social media, because I have family and friends that I don't stay in contact with all the time, and social media is just right there. I post pictures and stuff for them to be able to see my kids grow up because they can't see it in person.
Right. Yeah, like, and I almost think that, like, that's what certain media platforms was meant to be for. You know what I mean? Like me, I'm the same way. You know, it's mainly for my business. It's really to put out mass posts. You dig? So I know a lot of people, they know me, they connect with me, da-da-da. If I put a post out, everybody's going to see it. Say, like, 25, 3,500 people are going to see it compared to me trying to call all you motherfuckers individually. Get in, bro. I got something going on. You know what I mean? So, some people use social media for different reasons. Some people just use it to be social. You know what I mean? To get in other people's business. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I do it. Some of y'all be arguing on social media. It'd be better than primetime TV. I'm just saying. Shit, you start clicking everybody else who don't comment and got involved and got heated, got mad. Oh, damn. Why are you so upset? It's just a comment. You know what I mean? So, yeah, social media has different what you call it, but I can see where some people, I think it's really insecure people, but we could talk about that. But people that really need somebody to put out there, you know what I mean, this is who I'm messing with, or, you know, this is what my man look like, you know what I mean, things like that. I know some people need that, but not everybody.
Right, but this is how I feel about Facebook. Social media and relationships. It don't matter if you post your significant other or not, because at the end of the day, motherfuckers don't give a fuck if you got a nigga or you got a bitch. They don't care. If they want to fuck with you, they gonna do it regardless.
I know
motherfuckers that's in happy relationships on social media, but they fucking a totally different person. It seems picture perfect on social media, but that's not what the case is.
Right.
So I don't feel like I need social media to validate my relationship.
Right.
But, you know, if some people out there that feel like, oh, you not posting me, then you feel me? Like, you not posting me, then it's a problem. Why? Before it was social media, what the fuck was you doing?
Right. Yeah.
You didn't need social media to validate your relationship then. Why does it have to validate it now?
Right. I'm trying to think of it from like another side, like maybe from their side. I'm trying to rationalize maybe why they would do it. I mean, honestly, I think of it because I was thinking about this earlier today. You know what I mean? I was like, this is a good damn topic. Like one of the things, like, I mean, what's the real difference between putting that person out there on social media and wearing a wedding ring? It's pretty much the same thing. You're trying to put out there to everybody, I'm taking, motherfucker. Blah, 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 blah. It's the same thing. It's just, like we said, it's just in a mass post. But there's, you know, there's both sides of the story. Some people like it, some people don't. That's why I can't wait to hear a couple of your comments. I think I've seen a couple, I think might have been on the post that I shared. I'm going to see if I can find those. But let's check in with a caller. I believe I know who it is, but I got in trouble yesterday because I called somebody else Jazzy. I thought they was you. Oh, my goodness. And I was wrong. I learned my lesson. I'm never doing that no more. I don't care if I know it's your number. I'm still asking who it is.
They should have put that as an info. That should have been great.
Hello?
What's good, Dirty?
What's happening, man?
How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling all right, brother. This is a good topic tonight. You know what I'm saying? What's happening with you, babe? Right.
Cooling.
And if you're listening from last night, as you could tell, we're glad to talk to Dirty because a lady called in. If you don't know what I'm talking about, check out Takeover Tuesday at the end of the show.
Right.
We had a conversation. So,
right. Shout out to that. I thought you was going to leave me in the cold tonight, but we all right now. It's all good. No south is there tonight, bro. We Christian right here.
Right. So, all right, bro. So you hear what we talking about. I mean, how you feel? I love your insight, and you always got great comments. I mean, how you feel about what we talking about this solidifying a relationship? Or do you need social media to solidify your relationship?
Brother, this is such a simple damn, come on, man. That shit is only for the people that live in that realm. But for the regular people, though, buddy, you know, the people that grew up with more principles than that, one thing I learned, buddy, is that it's the woman's pussy, right? But that's her shit. And she can do whatever the hell she want to do with it at any given damn time of the day. You dig what I'm saying? So what I don't do is I don't try to solidify any damn thing, whether it be from the computer, the internet, whether it be from in real life. Brother, look, if a woman's serious about me, brother, I'm going to know it. And I'm sick of these damn these whole-ass dudes out here acting like they don't know no damn better. Brother, you know what's going on, but you blind to the shit because you don't want to get your little sensitive feelings hurt. That's your problem. But, brother, you got to know you got to just know, brother. If a woman's for you, you're going to know that. And she'll show you. She ain't even got to do that. She just does it because she wants to genuinely. It's got to be genuine, brother. I don't like all this damn play shit where I got to post you here. I got to damn put I'm in a relationship on the internet. I got to damn call my mom and them. And, man, watch out, man. No, if a motherfucker's for you, brother, you're going to know that shit, dog, straight up. Ain't no guessing about it. You're going to know that through their actions and what they do, brother. It ain't got nothing to do with the internet, brother. It ain't got nothing to do with social media. It ain't got nothing to do with none of that shit. But if a motherfucker's for you, you're going to know it. If you got sense. I got a disclaimer.
Right.
If you have sense, you will know that. If you don't have sense and you're led by your penis or your vagina, you will not know these damn things. But if women, if you're led by your vagina, or men, if you're led by your damn penis and you let them do the thinking for you, you will always be in the lost realm of who gives a fuck, right? So This only for the damn. This only for the grown folks that actually have some sense out there. You're gonna know that when you'll know. You'll know.
Right. Right. Because somebody could be like boosting you up on social media and be doing all this great shit and be dogging your ass behind closed doors. You did.
Yeah. Pillow talk's
like,
a real thing, brother.
Boo, blah, blah.
Pillow talk's a real damn thing, brother. And it's foul.
Yeah. And be killing them in the inbox. Be killing them in the inbox.
See, they be killing them while they fucking them right there on the pillow, brother. Pillow talk for real, but I ain't talking about no metaphor, but I mean real pillow talk. When the motherfucker laid down with the bitch you fucking with, though, bro,
mm-hmm.
you don't know what, hey,
right.
man. It happened, you know, and I don't trip on that, but like, I haven't been in a damn relationship since I was 16, but I'm 26 now. And I'm happier
mm-hmm.
today than I was when I was trying to do the relationship shit, and I'm happy for that because I realized two damn things. I realized, one, that a woman's pussy is never mine, and second, I learned that my dick is never hers. So what I learned was that don't get caught up in the you know, the societal shit like, oh, you gotta have a relationship, you gotta be doing this and that, you gotta be dating somebody, or you gotta be doing, man, watch that. I'ma do dirty. That's what I'ma do. I'ma do me. You know what I'm saying, brother? Whatever the hell the rest of the damn world
right.
do, that's on them. But I don't give a damn what the fuck. I'ma keep that shit real with you. And until you don't keep it real with me, and then I'm not gonna trip on you, just exit, phone number change, and then I'm all
right. Right, right. Cause, hey, I think you touched a good point because I think sometimes in people in relationships today, I think it's been drilled in our minds since we've been young. This is what love is supposed to be. This fucking Beauty and the Beast, princess type shit. Da 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 da. This love network. That's what love is, and blah blah blah. They be caught up in the movies and all. That shit's not real. That's just fantasy. You know what I mean? So they come back and be like, oh, I'm supposed to be doing this and this and this. No, that's not real. All that extra, that's not real. That's not real relationship shit. Real relationship.
Well, that's the thing, brother.
Well, middle,
that's the thing.
Blah, blah,
they'll never tell you that. Yeah, they'll never tell you that.
Right.
They'll never tell you that, oh, brother, I feel like I got to do this because society presses. No, they'll never tell you that, brother, but they do that shit, you know, subconsciously. Because they don't even, you know, a lot of them don't even know that they do that, but they do it anyway because they let society have so much damn input on their life that they don't even know how to be themselves anymore, and it blows everything. They'll never be happy until they
right.
find the true self again. And once you be yourself again, brother, and you stand on who you are, your life will be beautiful, whether you're lonely, whether you find somebody that's on the same page as you, or whether you, whatever you do, as long as you stand up for what you believe in, you stand on your own principles, you your own self, you'll have a happy life, brother, trust me. You know, loneliness was only made up by the people of the world that felt like they had to have some damn body for the next 50 years. That word is not, I don't mean to get too
mm-hmm.
deep, brother, but the word loneliness only comes from the folks that feel like they got to be in relationships all the damn time. They don't know no better. Shout out to them.
right. And yeah, like I always tell people, like, you can't copy the movies. Don't try to be like somebody in the movies, because you're trying to look like somebody who's really pretending to be somebody else. So you automatically going to be lost from get-go trying to mimic some shit like
right.
that.
Right.
But,
right.
But Jazzy, you still there? I think she might clicked over to another line. So if I see her number on here twice, let me see if that's what happened here. You there, Jazz?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Did you click line? You switch line?
Nah,
you're on the
my
board
call
twice
had
now.
Just dropped. I was talking and the shit
okay.
just cut off.
Oh, okay. The other, I'll close the other one. All right. So, so I know. So you heard what we said. How you feel about what we said? And then, maybe you could tell us like some of the comments that we got, and then we'll take a breather and jump into our next topic.
I mean, I agree. I already stated. I really could give two fucks about social media. You feel me? Because at the
mm-hmm.
end of the day, people gonna do whatever the fuck they wanna do, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Like. So social media really don't fucking matter to me. Like, that's why I made the status, because, you know, I know a lot of people who do care about, you know, you not posting me, da-da-da, you feel me? Like, but I've
mm-hmm.
never been the one, I've never, this relationship I'm in, this has been the first time I've ever posted somebody that I've been in a relationship with on my social media, because I just don't give a fuck about social media like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got grimy ass
motherfuckers. If you do it, it'll be genuine, right?
Posting on social media,
and want to hit their inbox, be in their inbox on some grimy shit, and I'm not for that bullshit. You feel me? But,
well, if you post somebody, right, it'll be genuine, though, right? It won't be no damn you did this shit because you want to make them feel better. If you want to let the world know about you and your other person, like, you'll do that shit because you just genuinely want to do that. I mean,
right,
all these girls today, you hear these men and women today, brother, they do that shit because they don't want to upset the other person. Look, if you want to let the world know about you and this nigga, you'll do that shit out of genuine feelings. You won't do that shit because,
right,
you want to please them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
You definitely
right. Yeah, yeah, because
I'm not
going to
lie. I
know women that be like, oh, you got to put in a relationship on your page, blah, 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 blah. Don't be just putting complicated, blah, blah, blah. Like, what's all that extra shit about? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
too much. It just be too much. So, all right, Jess, what's some of them comments you got? I know I got one over here.
One of the comments we got was from Chris AK, and he's always active on my page. Anything that we post, he's always commenting and sharing. And he said, nah, because like any relationship in life, I see it as what's between us is between us. And putting out there is when divided and the conquer game get played.
Man, that's insecurity talk.
Yeah.
Fuck that comment, brother. I don't mean to talk shit about your guest, brother, but that comment is straight up insecurity. When you say that, you know, you don't want to put your business out there because you know the world will fuck with you, and that's when people start coming at your significant other crazy, that's insecurity, brother. I don't like that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be comfortable in your own skin. You got to be comfortable with what you're putting down. If not, then what are you doing it for? You know what I'm saying? I don't like that.
Right.
Who
right,
the hell
right.
am I, though?
No, I think, honestly, I think you're both right. You know what I mean? You're right. I mean, if you got to be with somebody you got to worry about, you're with the wrong person, point blank, period.
Right.
That's the end of it. That's the end of it. You know what I mean? But I understand where Chris is coming from, though. You know what I mean? I've been there. I've been on the other side. You know what I mean? That's why I don't, one of the main reasons I don't post is because I know. As soon as I post, that's my girl, all my motherfucking haters, player haters, all this da-da-da-da, my homies, da-da-da, they're going to be in their inbox. It's just going to cause problems. You know what I mean? But I'm the type of dude to be like, you handle that shit. I ain't worried about it. You fall for it, then you might as well
right.
just keep on going. Because that's how I am.
Right.
Like, then you just ain't the one for me. You know what I mean? Because if I put you out there like that, it's probably a test. I'm trying to see who's going to get at you and who you going to tell me about.
Yeah, that's real though, brother. So, like, shit, man, you gotta let them do what they're gonna do. But if they let the hype get to them, you let all these damn messages and all, brother, man, look here, man. It don't matter who you dealing with, brother. If you let the internet, if you let the other people in your circle, if they able to get with your woman, brother, then she wasn't yours to begin with. You gotta just let them do what they gotta do, and you just fall back and continue your life. It's not that big a deal though. What happens is these people that lead life with their penis, they shit is sensitive, brother. They got bad nerve problems in their penis with the fact that they get super damn sensitive with the sex of a woman. They don't love that damn woman. They just in love with the sex. So, therefore, when she starts fucking somebody else, they lose their complete damn mind. They go nuts. And I'm like, bro, you got to relax. You got to relax.
Right.
I'm saying niggas,
right,
they
right.
don't know what relax means.
What was that? Well, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, I'm going to tell you right now, most niggas today don't know what relax means.
Hey, man. It ain't, man. It's everybody, man. Trust me. Every man.
I
with
didn't
a penis.
Say it. That's not what I said. I didn't say everybody.
Yeah, well, I understand, and I agree with that. Damn it. Like, most of these men, they you know, their penis speak for them, and they don't know how to control it. So they're kind of like little boys with hard ons when they go through puberty. They don't know no damn better, and shout out to them. They don't know no better.
Right.
I think Kevin Hart called them Mitches.
I got another comment here, and then we'll jump into a track right quick. All right, the person says basically they're agreeing with Chris, and they're looking at it from a different angle, not from the, like, insecurity part. They're saying sometimes when you put that out there, then you get the attackers. Now, it may be the other person that's weak, where it may be, like, some chick that like you or one of your stalkers.
Mm-hmm.
Or your ex, you know what I mean? Talking about, oh, you like him, this motherfucker does this, this person does that, you know what I mean? So it opens up a window for the haters to try to try to throw you under the bus. You know what I mean? Yes, I can see that. I can see that. But I think that comes down to the individual. Some people will be like, I'm not listening to that bullshit. Some people will entertain it and be like, you know, call you on it. You know, and there's nothing wrong with they call you on it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You either did it or you didn't, motherfucker. But, you know, but like they say, it's just the window opening for people.
So what happened to loyalty, though? What happened to loyalty, though? But see, that's where's loyalty at in that whole conversation? But where's between Chris and the lady, that whoever just responded, where's loyalty at in that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that.
I got a story to back that conversation. I'm going to use just an example of a story to back that comment before you go into the song you want to. So a person posted their individual on their page for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Not even 24 hours later, they get a phone call from an ex saying, I'm pregnant. Just because you seen he posted his girlfriend on social media.
So now they coming back talking about I'm pregnant.
Yes.
You're supposed to say this, get a DNA test, and you have it, and we'll go from there.
And then at the end of the day, you go through all that bullshit about the baby, and it turned out not to be yours.
Yeah, that's because that brother didn't play that right. You're supposed to tell, as soon as that woman said that to him, he should have said, look, when the baby's born, get a DNA test. If it's mine, I got you. If it's not, get the fuck out of my life. He should have kept it real with him. That's what I'm talking about, insecurity and not being complete with yourself. If that would have been me, I'd have told her, look, you think that? When he's born, get a DNA test. If it's mine, I got you the rest of your life. If not, fuck out of my face. You got to keep, you got to do that. You got to do that.
Right. But you know what? I'm just saying from, because I believe, I think I know who you're talking about, Jazzy. But just in his situation, sometimes it'd be other ones, because I've probably been there in my younger years. You know, when men want to have kids, when somebody come out to me, I'm pregnant, they kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Like, we go stupid. That's what it is. We go stupid.
I was just finna say that. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Stupid. Yeah, so
Completely. Somebody
say it, we like automatically want to believe it. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, when the proof come to shove, when push come to shove, eventually we going to wake up and be like, okay, I need to see this is real, da-da-da-da-da-da. But the initial, you know what I mean? yeah, we just go stupid. Like, okay.
I might have misunderstood that, E. Might have misunderstood that. But I thought that he said somebody hit him up talking about they was pregnant after all that happened. Yeah, I didn't know that. But, you know, if somebody hit him up after he posted he was with somebody else and they did that shit, he played it foul. He should have told him, look, if you're pregnant with my kid, get a DNA test when they're born, and I got you for the rest of your life. If not, then damn it, you got to just relax. I mean, maybe I'm foul because I'm the type of thing, I'm a loner at personality-wise, so I don't like anybody around me for real. So therefore, I don't get tied up in shit like that, but I kind of understand where they're coming from, but I don't respect it at all. Not at all.
Right. Yeah, I feel you. Well, you know, all of us haven't had the great experiences like, you know, us three have. You know what I mean? We've been through it. We know. We have a different insight than the average person, will say, our age, or, you know what I mean, have a little more wisdom than the average. You know what I mean? And that's why we had these conversations, so people like him could say, okay, next time I know this is what I should be doing right off the bat. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah. So always stay on point, Jay Dirty. That's why I love you over here, bro. That's why you're my brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm dead
absolutely,
serious, bro.
Man.
I never deny you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, all right, let's take a breather. We come back. I think we got Miss Unbelievable. So, all right, y'all know what it is. We play R&B music. We play indies. It's mainly about the independent artists. We play remixes and things like that. Let's see. I play some Roe James. I play some Tory Lanez. So it's about time for an independent artist. Now, this guy did do an interview with us. Maybe I'll try to see if I can get him to come back. I don't know if he's getting a big buzz because of me. I did take his music over to London and drop it, and then I seen a lot of London DJs spinning his stuff, sharing his music, all that. But either way it go, big shout out to this dude right here. I'll let him tell you who he is in his drop, and then we're going to play his music. Simply Wonderful. This is a guy from the Twin Cities. Check it out on Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy.
Hey, yo, this your boy Mike DeCole, Mr. R&B, and you're now listening to your man DJ E-Monster on Monsters Radio.
Thank you.
still got time to call us up.
Yo, I think I found the one.
999-3411.
Press 1 if you're sexy. She has it all. Now, I'm not saying it's a love, Jones. But I can tell you one thing. She's simply wonderful. Check this out. Normally not the kind of man who go kiss and tell, but this time I found a girl I gotta tell somebody else. Mama did some things to me, she put me up on game. I love a woman who's up on it that can teach me things. Not what you think, not sexually, she stimulates my mind. Her conversation is orgasmic and it's hard to find. Not to mention her beauty seduces my eyes. And ooh, she is. I see something wonderful in you. 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 Doubt about it, I know this woman was made for me. Love every curve on her body, she's precious part to me. Makes a real man to handle, who's such a precious thing. She's not your basic chick, no, she's a masterpiece.
Twin Cities, like I said, we did an interview with him. All you got to do is go to Blog Talk Radio, put in Monster US Radio, and you can find all the archives. They're available 24/7, 365. And remember, when you listen, you support the show because we get money from monetizing. That's how we keep it going around here. So, all right, Jazzy, all right, Jay Dirty, we got another caller. Like I said, hey, I'm not calling out nobody's name no more. I'm just going to read the numbers and let them tell us who they is, because that's just embarrassing. 612-601, who we got on the line? Hello, Wet Wednesday.
You know who this be. This is the one and only Miss Unbelievable. E dot to the cake.
What's good, mama?
Hey, Jazzy Boo. Hey, girl.
Hey.
How y'all doing on this wet Wednesday?
Yeah, we're going to fall back for a minute, Jay Dirty. They always had a little soggy-ass girly moment.
I see that.
It smells real bad.
Is y'all finished or is y'all done?
We both. Y'all know y'all felt that. Stop
laughing. Oh, shit. Oh, so, all right, Miss Unbelievable. I don't know how long you've been over here. So you hear what we on tonight?
I've been listening a little bit.
Okay.
I missed the initial conversation. Go ahead.
Okay. I was gonna just let Chad tell you what it was. The topic for tonight is, do you need social media to validate your relationship and why?
Oh, yeah. that would be a no. Nah. Nah.
Okay.
I don't think. Well, because the two of you should be the ones validating your relationship, not nobody else. One.
Right.
And social media is just an avenue for those who want to parade their relationship if they know that ain't going good or if they need something. Now, it's okay to post every now and then if you want to, but your relationship is your relationship. So no social media needs to be involved if you don't want the drama behind it, because next minute you know y'all together, and the next minute you're not. So.
Yeah, that was the next one I was going to roll down. And, yeah, because, you know, sometimes it's embarrassing. You embarrass yourself. You're talking about how you got a change
right.
in January. Then in March, you're talking about you can't stand this son, bitch. You know, stole your purse and your car. Ate all the baby cereal. You dig? And then in April, you're talking about you met the real one. Now,
yep.
in fucking July, he don't... His girlfriend beat
But when
you
I
up,
found out, though,
car.
Right, you can use social media in a way, though, that don't nobody know what you're talking about. It just you just got to be very clever,
no.
and they got to your guy
no.
got to know who you are.
No,
like if you
no,
like
gotta,
you can do. No, I'm just saying it's genuine, but your man knows. Like if you post something like you
genuine.
Want for me and only want for me, he know that you talking to him. He know
that
you ain't talking to nobody
though.
Else but him. It is genuine.
That ain't genuine,
because
no, it's insecure. No,
it's not. You're doing
yes,
little love things to him that don't nobody know about, but you and him. Especially if you're like, oh,
so
go
why,
check
why
that post out.
Why you don't want to tell nobody though? Why you don't want to tell nobody though?
No,
what you worried about?
Because it ain't nobody's business.
No,
what
it ain't
I wear ain't your
business.
But,
so why? But I'm saying though, if you would post it on social media, but you're being, you know, inconspicuous about it, what's the point of that? Like, what are you hiding from?
Because it's just being cheeky. It's just being a little cheeky flirtation. Another way to flirt with your man. It ain't got to be genuine. You just flirting
yeah,
with your man
to
on
be
the low.
Genuine across the board, though. I don't give a damn if it's
that
Facebook,
is genuine.
Instagram, real life, at your grandmama house. They supposed to know
that
who
is
the hell you're with, and they supposed to deal with it.
Oh no! You ain't gonna know my business, and you'll deal with that. But I'll be genuine and say what I want to
well,
say. But you ain't gonna know my
that.
Business. That's
I
genuine.
That.
That's
but,
just
so
who I am.
So it's better that you don't get on social media. Acting like you got a man, but then don't nobody know because then you're going to get there and bar
I didn't say nothing about, no.
I
said,
who
do,
you with.
I said do cheeky stuff like, oh, you know, he's my one and only. There's a way you can do things that you it's none of no one's business what you're doing. And it just be, you know, maybe helping somebody else out as well. But like, okay, you want to be conspicuous? This is how you do it.
But
it ain't,
though.
It ain't, it's not being genuine. It's just you
that's
being you.
Business. That's fishy business. You got to relax. That's fishy business.
That's your opinion, and you got to relax.
It absolutely is right. Oh, she got me. She got me. Damn, she got
right.
me. Yeah. She got me, dog. But, yeah, that is fishy business. In my opinion, let me restate. In my
now you
opinion,
know
that is some fishy business. Absolutely. You're a foul person for that. You got me good on that.
Hey, you know how women do.
Yeah.
Oh, you said what? Do. What about? Oh, God. Nah, here we go. Throwing
I
it back.
That.
But I just keep the sexy moving. Let's see. I know we had two more. Let's see. What was one of the other ones? Let's see. I know I'm trying to find the ones that we got comments on. I think there, what was, I know I got one on the one when I said my ex. You know, because I always see these toys for tot drives. You dig? I try the toys for thought, but apparently that's the wrong thing to do. And they shut my shit down. So I have to ask the question. I asked the question. Is it wrong, you know, to give a sex toy for Christmas? You know what I mean? And there's a couple
Hell
comments.
No.
I want to know what you guys think.
No.
First.
I prefer it. No.
Y'all,
got me too while you're
no,
at it.
The women said, hell no. They with that.
Yeah, no. Grab me too. Make sure it's one for you and one for me. Don't leave
no,
yourself
no,
out.
What the hell are, hold on. So what sex toy is for a man that a man would actually be comfortable with? Other than edible massage oils, what can you give a damn man mm-hmm. that he's going to use in the bedroom? Hey, well, you got to relax. What do you got?
They got pocket pussies and all types of shit.
They got vibrators.
But if
they
got a woman, I don't need no pocket pussy. That's just a waste of money.
No, well, it's
if
just
you're gonna give it to me, you might as well give it to me.
Thrill. Come on.
If you're gonna give it to me, you might as well give it to me.
I got this. I actually got this one friend. I love her to death. We have been friends over 10 years. And I swear, she buys none of her friends nothing but sex toys. It don't matter if you don't like them, if you ain't used them before. She's going to buy you something out of the sex store. It don't matter if it's your birthday, Halloween. She even buys shit for Halloween. Every holiday she can buy a gift, she's going to.
And what's her name and where she live at?
Her name is Camilla. And
it sounds like she low-key out that business. It sounds like she low-key about that business, though. She try to put it off on her friends and shit to get them on the same damn page. I like that. It did something to me when you said that. God bless me, forgive me. Don't judge me, just pray for me. But damn it, I feel like she's about that. You know, I feel like she's trying to make her friends be about that, like, too. Same way when you join the damn gang, all your friends want to make you do gang shit. I feel like that's the same damn thing right there, Addy. That's crazy.
Well, I wouldn't think it's a bad thing to do, you know what I mean? I mean, if it's a really super-duper religious person, you might not want to because, you know, they might have something.
They the freakiest ones. What are you talking about? They the freakiest ones. They the freakiest ones.
They the freakiest
ones
in the head. But in real life,
stop
they
it.
Might.
One time.
They went to Bible school as children. They don't know no different.
I'm sorry, I don't know who y'all know. I don't know what church people y'all talking about. You said, he said the religious people. He said the religious people, not the one.
Right.
That's correct, the religious people.
Okay, so Imasa, now we're getting into the damn grid of the show, but I was wondering when the hell the sexy was going to come on because we was talking about relationships and all that bullshit before. This is where Wednesday, goddammit. So what I would say, damn it, is that you ladies always say that you want sex toys and shit, and I am an advocate for that because I felt this damn thing that had, like, suction cups on it. It's like a damn, it's a clitoris vibrator, and I bought one. And I have a bunch of edible massage oils in the glove box of my damn truck, different flavors, and I'm with that.
Whoa.
Yes.
Just
I don't bring nobody to my damn house.
Like
is you crazy? I don't bring
we
nobody to my damn
gonna
house. Is you crazy?
That comment like you just didn't say you got oils and shit in your truck, sir.
That's because I don't bring nobody
not.
To my house.
That's
is you crazy?
Because
no,
that's
sir,
his bed.
Fine.
You didn't touch
it's,
that. That's his bed.
Hey, it's either a motel room or a damn truck. She got to decide. No
it's
cell phone. Ain't none of that. Damn it. No, you got to leave your damn. If we go to a motel room, you leave your damn cell phone in the truck. If we in the damn truck, put your cell phone outside the damn door up under the truck, and then you get it when you leave. You got to relax and chill.
I'm
I don't want to do that, but I don't, you know, it's real with me. I don't play that mess. But I do have, I love edible massage oils on my thing. That's what I do. I wear the bitch down like she done been baptized, and I head to toe. I'm licking everything, and then everything got to go like a clearance sale on Christmas, Black Friday. Yeah, everything got to go.
gotta go.
And sometimes they make me scream like I'm being murdered. Sometimes they make me scream like I'm being murdered, but sometimes I make them do the same damn thing you did. So it's a give and take thing. You understand me? I done been in the room hollering like a goddamn hyena just on a fresh lunch. I've been in there hollering like that before. It's all right. It's natural. It is because I'm kind of sensitive around the area, but I do what I got to do. You got to relax. Don't be giggling me. You got to relax. I do what I can as a man, all right? Damn it, I'm not perfect. You know.
Okay.
I don't like to lie. I don't like to lie. I do what I can.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right.
Right,
was that too much? I'm sorry. Was that too much?
Let me see. What is that here? Let's see. All right. There's my little comment about going through the drive-thru. We'll talk about that shit on Comic Cafe tomorrow when motherfuckers think they got jokes. Talking to a motherfucker they don't know. I'm just saying.
He was mad as fuck about that one.
Hell yeah. Man, I had some words, boy. I had some words. But I was like, woosah. They might do something to my food. Let's see. Okay, let's see. I put on there one of our topics tonight. Is it wrong to give a sex toy as a Christmas gift? Call in and drop your comment.
Let's see. One says, hell nah, save the money. I'm not for sure what that one means. Save
cash.
Me the money.
She got cash.
She don't want
she got
it.
She got cash.
She's scared of him. She's scared of him. Oh, she don't know what to do with him. Pause. She don't know what to do with him. Okay.
We have penises. Maybe she's saying, don't buy me a sex toy. Maybe she's saying, stretch me out your damn self. I don't know. Maybe that could be it.
Amen to that, brother. Salute. Hey, man. Respect that.
That's probably what she means. So let's see. Another one says, there are some factors involved. If he were male, I don't know if he'd be offended about size, one of them more sexuality depends on the person.
Insecure men, dog.
Well, you know they got the ones where you can extend your penis, so they may get offended off of that one.
I'm gonna need you to relax because
I got what God gave
me, baby. I don't like to pretend you get what you get with me. That is disrespectful. That is disrespectful. I got what God gave me, and I'm a rock the boat. If there's emotion in the ocean, you know the saying. I messed it up, but it's what it is.
No extenders for you. No. Okay.
No, because what I can't do with my shit that God gave me, I'm gonna do. They got toys. I'm all right with play.
How is this?
Right. See, that's a whole nother part of it. You know what I mean? That's a whole nother part. Like, I can honestly see a lady giving a guy a pocket pussy if, you know, they're spending time apart from each other. Maybe you go on business trips for a lot and she's trying to make sure he ain't touching nobody else. So you're going to use this. You ain't got to use your hand. Da 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 da. But, yes, I mean, it could be a bad thing if you give the wrong toy. Like he said, I mean, the average man, I mean, unless he's like really like he just know he need that motherfucker. I mean, he just know he need that motherfucker. If you bring a dude an extender, he gonna be looking at you like, what the fuck do you mean?
No, I mean they can give me that present, but I'm gonna just sell it to somebody that's insecure about their penis. I'm okay, but I'm comfortable in my skin, brother. If they give me that gift, I'm gonna sell it to somebody that's insecure. I'm gonna get some money about it.
If you give a man an extender, you got to put grow on the box.
You got to relax. I'm going to need you. Can you relax? You got to relax. Can you relax?
Damn.
You got to stop. You got to stop. You got to stop.
If he wasn't insecure, he will be then. I'm just saying. If he wasn't insecure, he will be then.
Insecurity equals money, brother. If you get a sex gift, you can sell it to an insecure brother. You get paid, brother. It's a win-win for me. Because she's still going to get the God-given thing that I got, but I'm going to tell the gift
you gave. Why do you guys think that the extender is such a negative thing? It could be something like just something that, you know, just try. You know, because you appear a different tone, you know, when you put it on. Because there's two attachments, like one for him and one for her, you know, so you just got to see what you're working with.
No, I think you misunderstood. It's not negative at all. Like I said, women get what they get with me, and I don't believe in trying to do the most. I do what I can when I can, and it's going to be okay, and if not, then she can go to Joe Blow down the street and got some shit that she like. What I would say, though, if you give me a damn gift, something like an extender, I'm not mad at you for doing that, though. I might even hug you and give you a kiss on the cheek like, thank you, baby, this is beautiful. But then I go sell that to somebody that I know that insecure with a woman that need it because I'm trying to do a damn community service, right? So I'll sell that shit to them at a discount price less than what you bought it for, and then I feel good because I got gas money and cigarette money, and then he'll feel good because he'd be able to feel big with his woman, and then I'll feel okay because I'm still going to fuck with the woman I'm fucking with regardless, and she's going to have to just deal with it and get going. Am I so foul for that or what? I mean, damn. Life is simple.
No, I actually learned something. I'm going to say I actually learned something because I'm going to keep it real. I would have got mad. I would have put this extender on and just stuck it in a butt. You like it like that now, motherfucker?
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker. I don't care. I'm offended. You bring me an extender if you want to. See what happens. Your ass will be fine by the next morning.
He's
going to
punish
you. Hell, you goddamn right. Goddamn it. somebody that goddamn.
Calm down. Don't do it, brother.
I'm gonna say she may want it that way. You know, just put a little loop on there. She may want that. You may get a different sound and different tone. I'm just saying, because some people like that. Some people freaky like that.
See, this is one of the moments you try to make the better of the moment. Bitch, you got to go. I'm going to keep it the bitch. You got to go. You like all that
so,
shit?
So who just said that? But not that jazz was that. That's unbelievable. Who just said that? No, I want to know which one of you ladies just said that shit out your mouth. Which one of you ladies just said that shit out your mouth?
Miss Unbelievable, because I'm just playing the devil's advocate.
Okay, so Miss Unbelievable just said that. All right, well, damn it, I'm going to tell you this. See, now that's play to you, but play to me is wrapping your damn hair up around my fucking wrist and breaking your neck back while I pound. Yeah, don't do that. You all the toys you want. Yeah, I hurt your neck.
You want to watch my hair and neck? What you say?
Like I said, you better have real hair if you're fucking with me. Cause I'll snap a neck back quick. When I'm behind that
okay,
damn thing,
like,
I don't.
Like, we got neck brace by, you know, somewhere, because, you know,
you ain't no neck brace. You better ice it before you go to sleep. Ain't no. Who going to the hospital? Not me. You better, then. I got an ice pack in the fridge, baby. Yeah, some Tylenol in the cabinet. You got all right.
You better massage that bad boy. Don't be having me go home broken.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't no massage.
You better bring that damn toy to Joe Blow down the street to be sensitive with your ass, because I don't do that game. You got to relax with me. You can take that shit down the street some damn way, somebody going to pitch your feet and shit. You got to relax.
You better pick my feet and kiss them and all that.
I wish I motherfucking would. You gotta stop it. Dick run the bedroom, baby, not the pussy with me. It's two different things. Yeah, ain't nothing running there to you. Yeah. Pound for pound. MMA.
That's why.
All right, so. Hold on. Let's take a breather and then we're gonna come back. Hey, I extended the show an extra 30 minutes, so if y'all want to keep going. We can keep going for a little bit longer. But, Tina, it is Wet Wednesday. Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, it is Wet Wednesday, and it is my show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Damn.
And,
all right.
Damn.
I have one more topic I wanted to talk about before we get off air.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, we got 30 minutes. So I'm just going to take a quick little breather.
I'm going to let y'all marinate on. Do y'all
or
think,
what it's going to be.
Is there such thing as too much foreplay?
Play the music, E. Go to the break.
And on that note, Wet Wednesday, 563-999-3411. Call us up if you feel
like that. I keep it
juicy. Oh, and then I fucked the music up. Well, dang. My bad. Too much foreplay. That's what we talking about. I did too much.
I keep it juicy, juicy. I eat that lunch. Yeah. She keep that booty, booty. She keep that pump. Yeah. That natural beauty, beauty.
Yeah. back, back, back. I'm a big dog trying to eat the kitty cat cat. I'm a slide in the way it fit. I could tell we match. All about my racks, hella cheese. I don't fuck with rats. Big crib in Hollywood. I don't even act. Come relax. Let a nigga tap. What you wanna act? Take a low with the pump. Wipe the pain away. Juicy and it's tighter than a virgin like Madonna said. I love when you give in. I love when you don't. Hit me with the threesome and sometimes you won't. You told me don't fuck with no bitches, you know. Nah. You got it, yeah, you got it, baby. Bust it on the floor.
I keep it juicy, juicy. I eat that lunch. She keep that booty, booty. Yeah. She keep that pump. Yeah. That nice beauty, beauty. Yeah, yeah. If you could see it from the front, we tell you see it from the back, back, back. In the night, he see that in the dark and in the right. He keep that, keep it running like it's on. He need that, need the rub and need the thighs. He eat that, eat that up and in the night. He see that in the dark and in the right. He keep that, keep it running.
I keep it juicy,
I eat that lunch.
Yeah.
She keep that booty, booty. She keep that plump.
Yeah, yeah.
That nice beauty, beauty. Yeah, yeah. If you could see it from the front, we tell you see it from the back, back, back.
So, all right, Wet Wet Wednesday right here. So, all right, we're going to bring it back. I'm going to let Jazzy B tell you again what we're about to do, and then we're just going to go ahead and dive into it because, man, we're having a hell of a show tonight. Great conversation. I'm just saying it's definitely with a roar tonight. So, all right, Jazzy, where we at with it?
All right, people, people, people. I had a question. Is there a such thing as too much foreplay? What do y'all think? How do y'all feel about that?
Too much foreplay. Well, you know, ain't nothing better than a testimony. I know some women don't like too much foreplay because I keep it 100. You know what I mean? Like, as a young guy, you know what I mean? I wasn't very, very aggressive. If you know what I mean. Like, there's some dudes that pray, like, they get around a woman and they just go straight in the drive, like, yeah, give me the pussy. Yeah, baby, what's up? No, me, I was more laid back, you know, a little more relaxed with it. You know what I mean? I wasn't trying to pressure you or no shit like that. I like for you to tell me when the moment is right. So I'm kissing this chick, I'm not going to lie. It got to the point where she just pushed me off her, like, come on, man, for real? Because we just going to do this all night and we going to get it in. Because, I mean, shit. I got wet, dried out by now. And, I mean, what you going to do? And, I mean, I was embarrassed. I'm going to keep it 100. I tagged that ass. But I'm just saying. So, I think, yes, it probably is too much foreplay. If you just, yeah, just kissing and kissing, you dig? But I'm keeping 100 if it was me. You can't give too much head. Hey.
Fact.
It is what it is.
Big fact.
Man, if you're doing it right, I'm just saying.
I'm with you on that. 1,000%.
If you don't know what you're doing, absolutely. I will let you know. I'm bold like that. Just stop. Like,
stop.
It's not going. This ain't working. Right. And then I'll probably just be done. If you just don't know how to kiss and it's all just nasty,
yeah.
And sloppy and wet and just puddles, hell to the no. If you don't know how to suck, kiss, or use, that'd be too much. But if we in the groove and in the mood and we turning each other on, I think your body should talk more than anything. Like, you know when you're wet, you know when you're ready to go, you know when it's time to switch up. If you don't know,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on you. I'm just saying, shame on you. You're not paying attention.
Right, right. Hey, I like how you said about that. Some people can't do it right. They do the sloppy kiss.
I feel like
I hate that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jazz. No, I had a little funk ass joke. It's all right.
I was just gonna say, I feel like with all the technology that we have right now, there is no reason that nobody should know what they're doing.
Amen. Amen.
You can take classes. I mean, they teach this stuff. You can watch videos. I mean, if you don't know what you're doing, you just need to play with yourself.
But even if they plan
like
it, they're so
too.
Wrong. They can
like
play with themselves wrong and it just be all wrong. Because if you play with yourself, that don't mean you're playing with the right parts for the female. You just playing with yourself and you get sensitive to yourself. And then when she trying to do you, you like, well, that hurt. Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Oh, I forgot. You used to you. See, then you got a problem.
But if they plan with themselves, that's their own problem.
Hey, y'all still on here with? Yeah. Oh, my bad. I got a call from the county jail while I was on break. I thought it messed up my damn phone call and shit. I didn't know if I was on mute or not. Yeah, but what I would say, though, brother, is that, let's say this, man. Look here, damn it. I've been in a position before where I let a bitch bust in my face. You dig what I'm saying? But then she thought it was a rap, right? She tried to go to the bathroom. I'm like, nah. You know, I'm like kind of like scorpion, big get over here, and yeah, then the rod came, right? So therefore, what I would say, them is that there's a such thing as too much damn foreplay, because at some point in time, you gotta lock the pelvises, right? You gotta put the pelvises at lockstep, and you gotta be, you know, it's gotta get to that. So I'm not gonna be sitting there, damn, eating you for no damn 3 hours. I don't even fuck for 3 hours. You think I'm gonna sit on there and face plant you for 3 hours? No. But I would damn say, though, damn it, I do believe in pleasing a woman before I even penetrate her. I believe in that wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let them get one
mm-hmm.
off before the foreplay, before I even penetrate, though, because it make it that better next, because it makes me work harder. You know, I'm one of those damn people, brother, where I grew up, the more people that try to damn kick my ass was the harder I fought. So therefore, I put that shit in the bedroom. But when I let you get one off, the next one's going to be harder to get, so that just make me work harder. I love that, man. I love it. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying, brother? So I believe
mm-hmm.
in letting them get off in the foreplay before I even put the rod in them, because my rod ain't spectacular, but I'm an average man. I ain't one of these damn people to
mm-hmm.
be out there flexing with these women talking about, yeah, I know, you get what you get, damn it. But it's gonna be good, though, from what I, you know, it's going to be
mm-hmm.
all right. You know, I'm going to make it good because, mm-hmm. damn it, I know what I'm supposed to be damn doing. You dig? You gotta make shit what you want it. You dig? You can't just expect it to be what it is.
Right.
You seen it on a damn porno one time, but you gotta make it what it is, and you gotta be happy with that. So, brother, I ain't one of those damn dudes to be there lying with women and shit. I'm like, look, baby, you wanna do this shit? I ain't got nothing to go down to the damn knees, but I'll make you get on your fucking knees here in about 3 damn minutes. You gotta be honest with these girls, buddy. You gotta take control of that shit. They love that. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So. Because a lot of women, they be really insecure, too, brother, when they fucking with a man. They be insecure about getting down there on their shit. You dig? They don't, you know, women be insecure. You got to make them feel comfortable. You got to know that you like that shit. You got to let them know that you're in charge with it. So, and I was like you, E. I wasn't an aggressive guy. You dig what I'm saying? I'm pretty much like
mm-hmm.
a diamond in the sand.
Right.
You got to dig to find, right? So I wasn't one of those damn people that was
mm-hmm.
just out there trying to fuck everything that moved around, right? But if a bitch found me,
right.
Hey, man, don't tell your mama. Yeah, don't tell your friends. Yeah, don't tell nobody about this. Damn it! I'm one of those rare dudes where I don't like nobody talking about my sexual interactions. You dig? I like that shit to be kept secret, though, because
mm-hmm.
I fucked with a handful of married women, and it was beautiful, though, right, brother? But I didn't want to fuck up a happy home
mm-hmm.
or whatever it was. They children and shit, though, so I didn't want nobody knowing about these things. So what I learned was, brother, you don't kiss and tell. You dig? Because a woman fucks with you in
right.
confidence. You don't want to fuck that up, my dude. That's how the hell you keep it coming. They tell their friends, and, you know, so, I got principles,
mm-hmm.
but I'm babbling now at this point. But, damn it, this shit is it's a lot to say, man. And these dudes today, brother, I don't
right.
know how these women deal with them, bro. They might have the biggest damn penises in the world, but these guys' heads is just, it's man, they don't know no better. It blows my mind,
right.
brother. And, you know, these women don't know no better either. They ain't never had nothing solid, and it blows my mind.
Right, right, right. Shit, I'll be honest. A lot of women don't know, like, and you know, I have a lot of female friends, you know, and we have, like, a lot of conversations, and, you know, I give them insights. They give me insights. And most women be like, the dudes with the biggest ones are the biggest douchebags there are, because he think because he got a big one, he can come over and slay you and got you go, ooh, he can do whatever the fuck he want to do. So you can't tame him anyway. He's going to just go around and slay somebody else. Ooh, so, you know, hey.
Half the time you don't even know how to slay.
First
of all,
brother, you gotta think about that. Half
the time you don't even know how to slay. Sorry.
No, go ahead, baby. I'm sorry about that. I was babbling.
I was like, half the time they don't know how to slay with it. They don't even know how to even. Some people who have big dicks ain't even mastered it. They don't even know what to do with it. They don't know how to adjust. They don't know how to let a woman adjust to it. They don't know how to do shit. It's terrible. They're terrible.
Well, one thing I learned is that a lot of women, look, if I know a brother is well endowed, right, I'm talking about super endowed. I ain't talking about regular shit. I'm talking about super endowed, and I know a woman been fucking with him. I'm suspect to her, though, because I feel like her walls ain't there anymore. But I feel like her shit is just not, it's not fit for normal guys anymore at that point. But the rest of her damn life, she got to fuck with somebody that's got that. Because once that kind of shit beats you down for months at a time, your shit is no longer good in the normal man realm. You can't just come back to us where they disappoint you. You gotta stay with that. You gotta go find somebody else with that. You damn it, they hope you find somebody that's true in the heart, because you can't go get your damn walls busted down and come back to me like I'm a construction worker. I can't do it. It's like throwing a damn hot dog down the hallway at that point. What I'm gonna do with that? All I could do is just do my damn best. And I'm like the little engine that could, goddammit. I'm going to do what I got to do. I might break a sweat, but I'm going to go for the gusto, damn it. I ain't got no problem telling a woman that. I'm probably one of the few men you guys ever damn met that'll be honest with you like that and say, look, if your walls is busted down, I'm going to try to make this as pleasing as I can for you. But I don't want you to expect a goddamn thing from me after you done went and fucked with Godzilla. You don't come back over here to me after you done fucked Godzilla and expect it to be that. You better relax your damn self. You gonna come over here and get this regular shit? Nah, my mind ain't regular, damn it. Hey, my tactics ain't regular. But I tell you one goddamn thing, but my penis is damn regular. So if you go over there fucking with that extraterrestrial dick, and then you try to come back to a regular guy with a, you try to come back to an extraterrestrial mind with a regular dick, you better figure that shit out. That ain't, it don't work like that. You can't just sit there and jump suit because your walls is busted, and I ain't no construction worker.
Jazzy.
You women gotta relax you then. You gotta relax yourself. If that's what you want,
Jazzy,
stick with that, because once you do it, you can't come back to the realm of the regular. You can't do that. You gotta tune the damn side, man. Yeah.
You got a point.
Jazzy. Where Jazzy at? Jazzy.
Oh, I'm here. Yes, ma'am.
Which one do you prefer? I mean, you know, they talking about the ones that they, you know, prefer, short, long, you know, small. But what about you, honey glasses? What we liking?
Huh?
What you liking
peace
over there? Quiet.
Listen,
I'll
love
myself.
Inside, you hear me? I need those.
Hold on, you need what? You need what? You need which one? I'm off to get on. You need which one?
I need my insides. What do you mean?
You need your insides?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you better don't fuck with something that
no
got something like a damn beanstalk then, because your insides are gonna be fucked off.
Honestly, this is why I think why some women used to like go to the other side. I don't know, I could be wrong, but I think a lot
what
of
side?
Times,
what
like
other
men,
side?
Especially when we're teenagers, the other side, they go to girls, because you know a lot of women I met that have gone to girls. They always say about how a man ain't this, how they hurt them their first time, blah 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 blah. But I think young men, when we outside of just natural, you know what I mean, when we watch movies. That's what it comes down. We watch movies, and you know the old school porn movies. The women's in there acting like motherfucking, all that shit is just, oh, I don't know, orgasmic. So Nancy, you know, at that age, they think that we gotta fucking drive your fucking goddamn shit to your skull. You know what I mean? So that's where the pain, when not knowing, it's not really, really, really honestly, when women say it's not the size that matters, that's true. Now, there are some women that love that size. That's what it takes to get them off. Some women get off on pain. But honestly, through my experience, there's a part you don't even have to go all the way in to get to it. But there's this little part.
Oh, you showed
out. Women, and you can hit this little knot, and this is just, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like a little thump. And you hit that little thump. That little thump, and you ain't got to go all the way to catch that mother. You catch that groove right, man, she gonna fucking nut like there ain't no nut before. So it's not really about
Let me ask you this, E. My bad, I don't mean to run nobody. Let me ask you this, E. So you as a man, right? Me and you men, right? So let's say that you're fucking with a woman, right, brother? I'm the type of damn man with it. If a woman can talk to me while we fucking, she gotta get out of my house. Hey, she gotta get out of my house right now. Like, if she's able to say words, like, there's nothing wrong with screaming and hollering, but if you can say words to me, like, fuck this, but you got to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get out of my damn house, because now, at this point, nothing's in there. Nothing's in there anymore. You got nerve damage, you dig, your walls are down. You need a whole renovation process to go on. You need surgery.
Wow.
At that point, you didn't go to so that if you could talk, if you could say words to me while I'm fucking you, you got to get out of my damn house and go fuck with somebody that has a, how should I say, a bigger pipeline. You know, you got to go deep because I can't feel that. You need surgery, though, damn. You need surgery to return to your natural damn state at that point. And I don't want to do that. You know, that's just, I'm 6'2", I'm 247 damn pounds. I bring the goddamn pressure. But what I ain't going to damn do is kill my damn self and get a goddamn cramp in the right back side of my lower damn back trying to fuck with some shit that ain't got no damn walls. That's what I'm not going to fucking do. As soon as I get a damn cramp, you talking to me, I'm gonna roll up off you. I'm gonna smoke me. I'm gonna light a damn cigarette up, and I'm gonna call. You gotta get out of my house. I've done that before, but I'm not gonna.
Don't take
him
out the car.
I've done that.
Take him out the car.
Hold on, there's two lanes there, Dirty. There's two lanes there with, and I'm with you on one of them. Now, one of them is like I've learned. Like I said, I had a lot of female friends, and I learned that usually when a woman does all that extra shit, that hey, they trying to encourage you. So I have to say, in my younger years, I used to hear that shit. I'd be totally turned up, like, she don't like this shit. She's trying to fucking encourage me. Like, come on. But at the same time, Dirty, sometimes you'll be hitting that shit so good that she'll get to talking to you like, motherfucker, yes, right there, pound harder, right there. You know what I mean? So it's not a disrespect. You're saying you're getting it, daddy. You're getting it. It's right there.
That.
Take it.
I understand
it.
I don't believe it, but I understand that. I don't believe it, though. But I understand that because I feel like if you can say what, if you can make complete words and sentences while I'm fucking you, I'm not doing what, I don't like that. Because then I feel emasculated at that point because you're able to speak words. If I'm up in you and I'm doing my damn job, the only thing you should be doing is gripping the goddamn seats and putting your head and biting the pillow. You shouldn't be able to talk to me at that point. Maybe I'm foul. I don't know. Maybe I'm just that dude that tripped. But I'm telling you, brother, if a motherfucker could talk to me and make complete sentences and words, no. No, hell no.
I hear you, bro. It's a male thing. I hear you. That means I'm not punishing you.
No, it's a real thing,
brother. If you're not talking like Pootie Tang,
it's a real
thing. Yeah, I'm saying, if you're not talking like Pootie Tang as I'm hitting that thing, then I must not be doing something right. So I hear what you're saying, but sometimes when they talk to you, bro, she's just telling you you're hitting it right. But I hear you.
I guess it's how they talking to you, right? But if they like the, you know, it's in the tone. You know, you should know it's in the tone. It's how she's saying it to you. You know, I mean, there's sexy and then there's I'm in charge. Like, so you should know the difference between the central part and then I'm trying to take over.
There's only two words I'll tolerate when fucking. That's the word shit and the word fuck, but it's got to be done in kind of a whisper. I want you to be out of breath when you say that. There's only two damn words I'm going to tolerate, shit and fuck, but you got to sound like you kind of going out of breath when you say those two words. If you say that shit with a clean, full, longer breath, I don't know about that. You got to relax at that point.
But I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Believe me, bro.
So,
I, so, yeah.
yeah, he kind of went down that road, and it's kind of like it would have been our last topic, but I'll save it for next week about why everybody want a superhero in the bedroom. I be seeing people talking about, oh, if this person don't do this so well, if she can't fucking, I don't know, swallow shit or, you know what I mean, or some old extra shit. Everybody wants some extra shit nowadays. Like, I don't know what it is. And don't get me wrong, people. All these comments are just our views. These are not the views of the Monstrous Radio Network. These are just our views. You dig? So just because I say I don't like something don't mean you're wrong for doing it. You dig? Like, the hot new thing is like eating ass. Like, I don't understand this shit. I mean, I don't get it. It is,
yeah,
what
that,
it
that's
is. But that's the type of shit we're gonna be talking about next week. Like, everybody wants this superhero freak type motherfucker. And okay, so yeah, that's what we're gonna discuss next week. But yeah, yeah.
Well, let me tell you this real quick, E, before you get on, E, real quick. But now, E Monster gave you that disclaimer, right? Everybody listening, E Monster gave you that damn disclaimer. But what I will say though, me being a guest on the show, you dig, a caller. He can disqualify me from the show anytime he wants to, damn it. But I will say, whatever the fuck I say, I mean that damn shit. And if your feelings get hurt, go cry to your mama, not me, and not the show. Do not come to the damn show and cry about it. Cry to your mother, the motherfuckers that raised you. I'ma say that, damn it. And don't fuck with you, monster. Come fuck with
right.
me, or go cry to your mama and daddy, damn it. I said what I said, and I meant what I said, and I ain't got no sponsors. Yeah, I'm me.
I said what I said.
But shout out to your monster. You got a show to run. I respect
right.
you as a man. Don't come to him with that shit. You better call your mama.
Right. So, all right, y'all.
That's what he said.
Let's see. We got a little bit of time left. Let's see. What else y'all want to throw on before we get up out of here? I might slap another song in here. I don't know. Maybe a throwback or something. I don't know.
I feel like since we're back on air, we should play our Wet Wet Wednesday theme song.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
We can do that. Let me see.
I wonder what that is.
Hey, that's that wet.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
What is that? Neck.
Wet. Woo, get your
wet.
You
gotta relax.
You
need an ice
pack.
Matter of fact, here it is, right here.
That won't cool me down.
G5 Bonus. This is a wet, wet Wednesday theme song.
Come on.
I think you say something. I want that neck. Yeah.
I just want some wet. After that. Have you ever been so deep in it? She say she love you. Kisses on the body, your body know she in trouble. From the kitchen to the bed, once in the shower, then we cuddle. Ain't no Netflix and chill. Girl, you know what it is. I'm digging in her stomach, trying to get all in her ribs. But if all he want is you, and all you want is him. I'm like the answer to your test. Girl, I got you soaking wet. I just want some of that neck. I got you soaking wet. After that, I want some
baby girl, I want it wet, tight, just right. You know I do them things that make your bed rock. You know I got that move, I call the leg lock. So sexy and them two socks. You always come through with no fucking panties on. I'm convinced you really tryna cuff me though. We out of space, no UFOs, your high off life, no need for smoke. She never meet me at the door. Always laid up with no clothes. Expensive lingerie, the best champagne. We're two equal collide, we do the damn thing.
Wait, I just want some of that neck. I got you soaking wait. After that, I want some neck. I want some of that wet.
Oh, my bad. Come back.
Hey, Jazzy, what's the name of his production company?
It is King of Keys. K-O-K.
Yeah, King of Keys. K-O-K. So, yeah. So, make sure y'all hit up King of Keys. Y'all can Google him, look him up on social media, and get that gutter. Let him know, hey, homie, I heard your song on Monsters Radio, but I need some production out your ass. So, let's see. Yeah, like I said, we're close to the end of the show. So, let's see. We got anything else? See, we got, like, 5 minutes to spare on our way up out of here. Or any last touches on what we're talking about?
Hello?
Yeah.
We're doing last one?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go out saying I like the ones that grow up inside me, and then I'm satisfied because it gets it wet. Oh, okay, I'm done. Good night, y'all. It's unbelievable.
Okay. Okay, then. That's what's up. So, hey, seeing that you are one of the sponsors of our show, tell us about your book just real quick, like a commercial, and tell us where people can find it.
It's spoken word. It's called The Soul of Me Speaks. You can get on lulu.com, The Soul of Me Speaks 30-Day Journal, or The Soul of Me Speaks, the book, lulu.com, hashtag Soul of Me Speaks. So be looking out for The Soul of Me Speaks Volume 2. And I must say, Jazzy B is a proud owner of The Soul of Me Speaks. So thank you very much.
So, all right, y'all, take y'all asses over to Lulu. Ain't it like L-U-L-U?
L-U-L-U.com.
Okay, cool. My school system did not fail me this time. So, all right, y'all, make sure y'all take y'all asses over
to
Lulu.com. Make sure you get... That's right, Polar's in the house. I can't spell it, but Polar's in the house. Let me stop. My Polar family bust me in the face with a snowball. See, now I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, yeah, also
LULU.com.
Also check out Monster US Apparel. You can find us on Facebook right now. If you need that custom gear, you need a funny quote on your shirt. What you wear on your chest is an expression of yourself. So make sure people know how you feel and what your expressions are. Put it on your shirt with Monster US Apparel. That's kind of good for a little commercial, huh? I got to keep that. That's off the head.
What's head?
See, what else we got?
My bad.
Big shout out. Oh, my goodness. Sway Management. All of my DJ Core squad. DJs. Vertical DJs. Coast to Coast DJs. X Squad DJs. Y'all can find me on all these spots. Just put in DJ E Monster. anything else you got, Jazzy? Before we get up out of here.
Nah, I just want to say thank y'all for rocking with us on Wet Wednesday.
And that's what's up. So, all right, don't forget tomorrow is Carmen Cafe. That's the night where we can talk about politics. We can talk about anything, community things. It's Carmen Cafe. There are no menus, but everyone will be served what you deserve. So make sure you call in, vent. Don't get 30 days from beating up a coworker because they don't put some fish in the microwave on a lunch break and got the whole office like Uzi. Nah, don't do 30 days. Call in to put their ass on black. 563-999-3411, and we'll handle that for you. Get it? So, all right, that's the end of it. We up out of here. All I can say is, if nothing else, tomorrow wake up and do something monstrous with your life. That sounded kind of whack, but, hey, I ain't had nothing else to say. So, all right, y'all, we up out of here. Peace. Y'all have a good day.
Two fingers up. Lick your tongue out.
Y'all crazy.